Today, let's talk about choices and church, shall we? That's just ahead, so stay with us for our studies today from the International Gospel Hour.
On Jordan's stormy banks I stand.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. For 90 years, Churches of Christ have proclaimed God's Word through International Gospel Hour. You are about to listen to another Bible-based lesson with Jeff Archie of International Gospel Hour, starting now.
I am bound for the promised land.
Well, greetings to everyone, and great having you with us today for our Bible study from the International Gospel Hour. We also appreciate our Jay Webb, our blessed announcer, and momentarily you will hear from Jay with our free offers today from our broadcast. The International Gospel Hour has been on the air since 1934. You can check out our website at internationalgospelhour.com, learn about our history, find out where we are on in your area, whether television or radio, and you can also access our broadcast there from our website. We hope that you'll peruse our website at internationalgospelhour.com. From time to time, friends, I love to present what I call our Q&A segment. And today we want to look at a couple of questions. First, Elijah asked the question, "How long halt ye," or "How long will you waver or struggle between two opinions?" from 1 Kings 18:21. That's a great question, and today many individuals struggle with their decisions for God. So we hope answering this question in light of Scripture will help you. Another question, is one church as good as another? You know that question has been asked many, many times. And sadly, in the religious world, confusion abounds and more questions arise. Well, today we hope we can address that question in light of Scripture. Before we address these questions today, it's time, friends, for our free periodical offer. And here is our Jay Webb.
Courtesy of our friends at apologeticspress.org, we at International Gospel Hour have a limited supply of Valor and Virtue, a Christian apologetics magazine for teens. It is a great resource for any age, but especially for the challenging teen years. Get your free copy today by calling toll-free at 855-444-6988. Leave your name and address and just say Valor. That's it. Again, that's 855-444-6988. Leave your name and address and just say Valor. You can also request it through our website at internationalgospelhour.com. Click on the Contact tab and leave us your name and address and put Valor in the message box. We will send you a copy while supplies last, so get yours quickly.
The question now, how long halt ye between two opinions, or how long will you waver or struggle between two opinions? Let's consider this. A question, how long halt ye between two opinions, is a question asked by the prophet Elijah at a time when God's people had become corrupt by disobeying the very first of the Ten Commandments, Exodus 20 and verse 3. Ahab, the wicked king of Israel, had introduced the worship of Baal, 1 Kings 16:31 through 33, and Israel, God's people, stepped on board and began to unite their worship of God with that of Baal. In an attempt to turn his people around and bring them back to him, God sent the great prophet Elijah to tell an impending drought before them, 1 Kings 17 verse 1. Because his life was in danger, Elijah hid from Ahab for a while. And through a series of providential events, 1 Kings 17 and 18, Elijah finally met up with the wicked Ahab and a challenge was issued. The challenge was to gather all Israel, along with the prophets of Baal, together for a contest. We read of that in 1 Kings 18, 17 through 39. When this gathering took place, Elijah came unto all the people and said, "How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him." 1 Kings 18:21. Please note that there were three classes of people assembled in this contest. First, there were the prophets of Baal, some 850 in all. These were people who had dethroned God and enthroned idolatry. They had sold themselves to work iniquity. Secondly, there was Elijah, God's prophet, the true worshiper of God. He stood alone, yet not afraid, knowing that God was on his side. Thirdly, there were those who were trying to stand on both sides at the same time. They were swayed between two opinions. Would it be God or Baal? Take note that it was Israel, God's people, to whom the question, "How long halt ye?" or "How long will you waver or struggle between two opinions?" was addressed. God's own people were trying to compromise by trying to worship God and Baal at the same time. Is it not true that we have the same three classes of people today? There are the Baal worshipers, or the atheists who know not God and who make no attempt to worship the true and living God. See Acts 17:22-31. They are like Pharaoh, who asked, "Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice?" Exodus 5:2. The psalmist declared, "The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God." Psalm 14:1. A second class of worshipers are the true worshipers of God. These are the salt of the earth and the light of the world, Matthew 5:13-14. These are the ones who believe in God. They love God with all their heart and are striving to follow the commandments of God. These are not willing to compromise, but like Stephen in Acts 7, John the Baptist in Matthew 14:1-12, the Apostle Paul and others are willing to place their lives on the line in order to stand for that which is right and pleasing to God. In a word, these are Christians and Christians indeed. A third class are those who try to stand on both sides at the same time. Like those of Elijah's day, they have not completely rejected God, but have compromised with the devil. Remember the words of Christ, "He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad," Matthew 12:30. You see, Israel wanted to be like the world around them, so they compromised. Are God's people not doing the same thing today, trying to live like the world, worship like the world, and follow God at the same time? God was not pleased with this type of attitude in Elijah's day, and he is not pleased with this type of attitude today. The battle is raging, and each one must take a stand on one side or the other. Which will it be? Awesome challenge, is it not? Let's consider our second question today, friends. Let's think about, is one church as good as another? The words "attend the church of your choice" often greet readers and listeners searching the newspapers and listening to broadcast for churches who advertise. If one church is as good as another, then it is also true that one may confidently attend the church of his choice. We ask but two questions. Is one founder as good as another? Jesus promised that he would build his church, Matthew 16:18. Christ, not a man, nor a group of men, is the founder of his church. The Apostle Paul affirms this truth in 1 Corinthians 3:11, "For other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ." Think of all the different foundations that have been laid by religious groups. Will one accuse the Christ of laying different foundations? Our Lord is neither the author of division, 1 Corinthians 1:10-13, nor confusion, 1 Corinthians 14:33. Christ has made it clear that every plant which my heavenly Father had not planted shall be rooted up, Matthew 15:13. If one founder is as good as another, then one can confidently attend the church of his choice. Is Christ the only head of the church, or is one head as good as another? Do those of us who may attend man-made denominations really believe that Christ is the head of a church that man or woman founded? Christ is only the head of his church, which is his body, Ephesians 1:22-23. How many heads are there? Only one, Christ. How many bodies should exist if there is only one head? Only one, and the Apostle Paul affirms such. There is one body, Ephesians 4:4. Do folks who claim to believe God's word really believe it? The prophet Jeremiah taught, O Jehovah, I know that the way of man is not in himself, it is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. Jeremiah 10:23. The wise man stated, There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Proverbs 14:12. Do folks really believe that Christ can be the head of a church that man has founded? Do people have good reason for believing that the one head, Christ, has spawned hundreds of different religious groups? No. The Bible does not so teach. Thus, one church is not as good as another. Instead of the church of your choice or my choice, we must attend the church of God's choice. God gave His Son to die for and establish the church, not a church, some church, or any church. Let the Bible be our guide, and we will not be a member of some man-made denomination. No, friends, one church is not as good as another. Such is the devil's doctrine, and not God's. Friends, let's think on these questions today of wavering between two opinions, and is one church as good as another? Friends, we want to encourage you to study these things further, and that's why we wish to bring to you our Bible course by mail. Very quickly, I want to share that with you. If you would love to have our Bible study course by mail, we've talked to you about some things that you need to address, then friends, all you need to do is call us toll-free at 855-444-6988. Leave us your name and address and just say home study. That's all you have to do. It's absolutely free. We'd like for you to give this study a try. There are thousands who have used our Bible studies, and we would love for you to do the same. Again, call us at 855-444-6988 for your free Bible course by mail, and we'll send that to you as soon as possible. Leave us your name and address and just say home study. I want to give some thanks today to a couple of special men who penned these articles we consider today. Edward White, who dealt with Elijah's question, and Marvin Weir, who dealt with the question, Is one church as good as another? We'll continue our studies together at another time. And thank you for joining me today for the International Gospel Hour broadcast. I'm Jeff Archie, and friends, keep listening.
God be with you till we...
Thank you for listening to our broadcast today. To God goes all the glory, and we hope that our study today will draw you closer to His Word to walk in His way. To listen to it again or our other broadcasts, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com.
God be with you.